Hello, respective viewers, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once more. And this is breaking news for some of you that the quondam Prime Minister, Alexander Boris Pfeffel Johnson, has stood down from Parliament with immediate effect. Now, in the strictest technical sense, MPs have not been allowed to resign since the reign of Charles I, but they can get themselves appointed to an office of profit under the Crown, like Steward and Great Chamberlain of the Chiltern Hundreds. Okay, it's just a sinecure, this legal fiction, and then they're out of Parliament as a result. Apply for that, they're given it, automatically they're out of Parliament. But anyway, so Boris Johnson, in a shock move, resigned. There was speculation some months ago that if the House of Commons Standards and Privilege Committee report lacerated him, he might be obliged to resign from Parliament. Now, he's not legally obliged to do so, but they thought that the political and societal pressure would be so severe that he would probably tender his resignation. I thought it unlikely. I thought it, he'd brass it out. He's just so brazen, a man who's shameless as well. And I thought he had the brass neck to just stay nevertheless. However, I'm surprised. But it might be because he realizes his days as a significant force in Parliament are numbered, just time to go out and make loads of money on the lecturing circuit, selling his books and so on, and oafing around the world because he wants to earn serious dosh. He's bought a mansion in Oxfordshire, recently £4 million. He's had his third child was his third wife. Brings up to a total of 8 bairns, to the best of my computation. There may be more coming out of the woodwork and so on, which is why he had to get that loan in, which was a questionable in terms of how ethical it was in relation to appointing the chairman of the BBC. So Boris Johnson, wow. And anyway, but he has people in Parliament who will fight his corner, some Conservative MPs, who really are for him. Mark Jenkinson, the Workington MP, he noticed he came out all guns blazing for him. Brendan Clark Smith and so on are some Conservative MPs who've tweeted in his favour. It all goes back to those infamous lockdown parties. One was in 2020, a few months into coronavirus, but they didn't come to light till 2021. The birthday party, when he was ambushed with a birthday cake, a Christmas party. Now, the Christmas party he didn't actually attend, but nevertheless, they were his staff. He set the tone. He took no action about it. There were various other parties in Whitehall. Ultimately, he carries the can. This is the time of stringent coronavirus lockdown regulations. There were flagrant and repeated breaches of this. He was fined by the police. He chose to pay the fine. So anyway, he's found to have misled Parliament. And he said, oh, that's not true. It was a kangaroo court. The Honourable Jacob Rees-Mogg said there were marsupials, impliedly taking his side, that they were people who were prejudiced against Johnson and had decided before the hearing even began they were going to find against him no matter what. That's Johnson's contention. I think it's so absurd as to be unworthy of a confutation. Now, yes, there were some Labour MPs there. It's always a cross-party thing. There were some Conservative MPs, some of whom found against him as well. Somebody has to make the decision, and everybody's got a political opinion. Therefore, nobody can be involved because everyone's got an opinion. Now, I read Boris Johnson's statement in full, and there is some merit in some what he says. I think that the chief counsel of it was, this is not an MP, a Labour-supporting guy Stilitz is a King's Counsel, as in top barrister. Sue Gray, the civil servant he appointed to investigate, Johnson himself appointed Sue Gray to investigate. She's now becoming a Labour head honcho, and so on. But, I mean, despite this, well, ideally, they put partisanship aside, but it reminds me of Lord Hewitt's dictum from 1928. Justice must not only be done, it must manifestly and indubitably be seen to be done. There's the appearance of injustice, even there isn't actual injustice. So anyway, he is out of Parliament immediately, and there'll be a by-election in 2 or 3 months. But in a way, it couldn't have come at a worse time, for the Conservative Unionist Party, which may be why Johnson's doing it, a parting shot at Rishi Sunak. Rishi Sunak he regards as a backstabber because, of course, it was Sunak who resigned in July 2022 that brought down the whole house of cards, about 100 resignations in 24 hours. Even Johnson was brought to his senses and had to realise he simply couldn't go on as Prime Minister and tendered his resignation as leader of the Conservative Party until such time as a replacement could be selected. Of course, it turned out to be Liz Truss in the interim for 49 ill-starred days. Johnson feels he's been very hard done by, but his seat is Uxbridge and South Ryston, at the very northwest corner of London, and it's rather difficult for him for the Conservative Party, because, you know, 15 points adrift in the polls, and people were saying, were Johnson to contest that seat next time, he may well lose. That might be part of the reason he's leaving Parliament. You know, he'd probably be offered a peerage, although no Prime Minister has gone to the upper house since Maggie Thatcher. So is the tradition broken? Johnson's resignation honours list just came out today. He may have resigned partly to try and cover that up, because there's been much kerfuffle about the people he awarded things to. The Chief Secretary of the Treasury, Simon Clark, he's now been knighted. Sir Simon Clark, this solicitor who's in his mid-30s, the youngest cabinet minister, who's 6'7", and various other gongs. Ben Mallett's got the Order of the British Empire, OBE, even Johnson's hairdressers made a dame and so on. So the deputy leader of the Scottish National Party at Westminster said that Boris Johnson has jumped before he was pushed. And of course, Labour's attack hound, Angela Rayner, has gone into battle, saying that the public is actually fed up with this Conservative soap opera. So they have to get a Labour one. So a number of other Conservative politicians have stood down. Nadine Dorries, that notably working class Liverpudlian MP, was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, former nurse. She's standing down from Parliament the next election. Nick Rogers, a member of the London Assembly for London South West, he's standing down. This is partly because they can see the writing on the wall, and they think they're going to lose next time. They'd rather not have to campaign and lose. But will the Conservatives retain Uxbridge South and Ryslip? Now, were Johnson to stand next time, 2024, I think the Conservatives would narrowly hold it. But as he's not, as it's midterm and the Conservatives in the doldrums, I think Labour will take it. Not by much, but we shall see. When a sitting MP steps aside, that is the chance for the challenger party to take it, but particularly in midterm. But in his statement, he couldn't resist a swipe at Rishi Sunak, and they're saying, well, if I'm unethical, pretending these parties, Rishi Sunak is also unethical because he was at the same parties. Now, there's a certain logic to that. Rishi Sunak was also fined by these investigations. Anyway, and Johnson said, really, this is about people trying to undo Brexit. There might be a grain of truth in that, but he'll always bring it back to that. So it was a rather long statement he made, but it was obviously self-justificatory, said that he never lied, nor was he reckless about telling the truth, and they know it. And they just did it for entirely partisan reason. They were actuated by spite. So that is about Partygate. So the Liberal Democrat deputy leader, Daisy Cooper, said simply, good riddance. That was exactly it. So Johnson's 7,000 seat majority is looking rather less secure. But he's granting peerages to Priti Patel, his Home Secretary, to his old mucker, the Honourable Jacob Rees-Mogg. So he's leaving in a blaze of controversy as usual. Never a dull moment with Bojo. I don't think we've heard the last of him. He'll try and carve out a new career for himself as some telly pundit, some sort of, sugar puff monster on steroids. Right. Thank you for watching. Toodaloo.